Shall we bow our heads?
Ẹ jẹ́ ká tẹríba fún àdúrà.
Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you again this morning for sparing our lives, protecting our coming to your house. We thank you for the week that passed and your cares and protection and provisions of our needs. We are very grateful to you. We know, O God, that every passing moment, people are crossing from here to the other side. We are here just because you still want us to be here. Because you have assured our hearts, O God, that there is nothing that can bypass you to hurt us. Thank you, Heavenly Father.
Amen.
Thank you for your servants that have traveled out of our midst to minister in some other places. Brother Sam in Lagos, Brother Adeyemi has gone to Bakatari, and your servant in Sapele, and in all the nations of the world. Father, we are very grateful to you. Lord Jesus, we thank you for the song service, your servant that you have used to lead the songs, the special numbers that follow, to prepare our hearts for what you have in store for us today. Master, we have one thing at the back of our mind. Your prophet said, so people come to church to show the clothing that they are wearing. He said, some come to come and listen to the minister, how eloquent he is, whether he knows his nouns, he knows his advert or whatever. He said, many people come to church. He says, some come to church because they say the church is the biggest one in town. He said, but we, the children of God, we come to church to check up with our soul salvation. Because you have promised us, and we know your promises are dependable. You say, we are two or three are gathered together in thy name. There you will be in the midst of them. And your prophet said, if you come into the midst of your people, you do not come as an onlooker, neither do you come as a recording angel. You come to desire the needs of your people, because they are the people you died for. And there's something you are expecting from them. You want them to come to a certain level before you pick them up in the rapture. Lord, that is why your prophet said we come to check up with our soul salvation. Master, we look unto you, O God, again at this hour, that you will help us.
Amen.
As we fellowship around a portion of the message of our day, Lord Jesus, we pray, O God, that the one that appertained to us, don't let it pass us by.
Amen.
Meet us at the point of our needs.
Amen.
Defeat Satan and his activities.
Amen.
May thou be exalted in our lives and in our midst.
Amen.
Help me, help our brother who wants to interpret, so that, O God, you can see close the mouth of a human being as you did to that of lions, and they couldn't eat your servant, Daniel. Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy name. In Jesus' precious name, we pray.
Amen.
And may God help us. To cross Jordan, Jesus died all my sins to atone.
When the darkness I see, He is waiting for me.
I will have to cross Jordan,
Jordan, Jordan.
bless you. Well, before we read the scriptures, may I say something? There are uncountable religions in the world. Uncountable. In the whole world. I want to say that there is only one of them that is true. That is established by God. And that is Christianity. You see, every human being that is right is mentally right. He will know you come from somewhere. There is somebody that brought you here. And no matter how young you are, you must have witnessed what they call death, maybe in the neighborhood or something. For you to know where you come from, and who you are, and where you are going, where you live here. There is only one book that have those information, and that is the Bible. Amen.
Amen.
I'm not trying to underrate the religion of other people. As human beings, you have a right to choose the way you want to worship your God. So people worship crocodiles. So people worship cows. So people worship, they go into the forest, cut a tree, come to the copper plant, it water it, and they start worshiping it.
Àwọn ẹlòmíì wọn ti lẹ wọ inú gbólọ wọn gegi kan wọn gbé wá sí àgbàlá wọn wọn rí mọ́lẹ̀ bomi sí wọn sì máa sìn.
The Bible is not silent about those things.
Bíbélì ò dákẹ́ lórí àwọn kan bẹ́ẹ̀.
The Bible says those people, they worship the creature more than the creator.
Àwọn irú ẹni bẹ́ẹ̀ wọ́n ń jọ́sìn fún ẹ̀dá ju ẹni adẹ́dá lọ.
There is only one creator.
Adẹ́dá kan ṣoṣo ló wà.
And that is God.
O sì ni Ọlọ́run.
Amen.
Amen.
Whether you say you be Muslim,
o ya o so pe Muslim ni o.
There is only one God that created you.
Ọlọ́run kan ṣoṣo ló wà tó dá ọ.
Whether you say you are a free thinker,
tó bá sọ wípé o kàn ronú bó ṣe wù ọ
ni. There is only one God that created, one God.
Ọlọ́run kan ṣoṣo.
And that one God,
Ọlọ́run kan yìí,
is the Lord Jesus Christ.
O ni Jesu Kristi Olúwa.
Amen.
Amen.
To some people, that is an heresy.
Àwọn ẹlòmíì wọ́n sọ pé ẹ̀kọ́ kẹ́kọ̀ọ́ ni eléyìí o.
But to us,
ṣùgbọ́n fún àwa,
that is the truth.
Òtítọ́ pọ́nbélé ni.
God bless you.
Kí Olúwa kó bògo fún yín.
I say God bless you.
Kí Olúwa bògo fún yín o.
Now,
báyìí,
I'm sorry, though I'm not a Yoruba man. But I spent most of my life here. There is a book that I read that I know many of you did not read. I will mention it. Igbo Olodumare. How many of you read Igbo Olodumare?
Raise up your hand.
You can see very few people. Very few. The Yoruba that is there is super.
Oh, yeah, the Yoruba to wa nbe ijinle ni.
Ode aperin.
Ode aperin.
O sina si gbo Olodumare.
Oh, he's straight to the wilderness of God. The wilderness titled after Olodumare.
Gogoso.
Yeah.
You see? God bless you, church. Whatever we all know, it is this Bible that tells us how varieties of languages came into being. It is a Tower of Babel.
A o je nibi owo Babeli.
This is the program of the Almighty God.
Eyi ni eto Olorun Eledumare.
For all generations.
Fun gbogbo iran o.
All generations.
Fun gbogbo iran.
For somebody from the beginning to know the ending of this world that we are living in.
Fun enikan lati bere pepe wa lati mo opin inu aye ta wa yi.
You know that. That person is not a professor.
No, we
know professors. They might have written many books.
But
when it comes to knowing tomorrow, just tomorrow, there's only one person, and that is God. You see, Brother Abraham,
Arakunrin Abrahamu,
was not highly educated. But we have found out that the characteristics of God is to use mostly men that are not highly educated.
Lọpọ igba o ni lati lu awon eni ti ko ti o kawe pupo.
Listen to me. We also find that occasionally he also used men that are educated. Where is
false
on?
It
just by his foreknowledge.
He
knew you. And he ordained you to be his child. Amen.
Amen.
If you have that revelation, you will not worry when you are going through trials. You will not worry. You want to talk about what human beings will say? When Jesus came here, the people that shouted
Hosanna,
blessed be the name of the Lord that cometh in the name of the Lord or something. After a while, these same people said, crucify him. Take note of one thing. All that the human beings were saying did not move Jesus.
Because
he knows they are mortal. We as mortal, we are very limited. God bless you, church. That is why it pleases God to in every dispensation, God has his own people.
Are
these people of God? God has a way of calling them. It's by the way of the gospel. And this God, he has assured us that there is none of those his children that will perish. Amen.
Amen.
And he has given us, in this same Bible, he has given us assurance of protection. He said, our going out and our coming in,
it
will take care. If God be for us, brothers and sisters, who can be against us? Amen.
Amen.
May God help us.
All
that I want to say, the summary of it, is that only believe.
Oni pe e sa je ka gbagbo.
All things.
O gbogbo.
Are possible.
Ni jise fun Olorun.
Just believe God.
Iwo sa gba Olorun
gbo. You know, during the worst night.
Ni
maybe one day I will see come to that sermon.
Asale oru tutun, sojun tutun. Boya lojo kan won o ti wa sori re.
Mary's instruction to the servants.
Ikilo
Maria.
That serve
in that marriage.
Fun awon ti po ti awon ti seto nibi igbeyawo.
Whatever he says.
Oni po nkon to ba wi fun yin.
Just do it.
E sa se o.
That is how to be in the will of God.
Ona kan soso ta le fi gba wa ninu ife
Olorun. The will of God is the word of God.
Ife Olorun ni oro Olorun.
Amen.
Amen.
If you listen to what human being says,
so ba ma teti si ohun ta won yan so,
you will be confused.
Oh, nkan daru oloju.
God bless you.
Ki Oluwa buku fun yin o.
I say God bless you.
Ki Oluwa buku fun yin.
I know one thing that is certain.
Mo mo nkan kan daju daju.
When Brother Abraham was bringing this message,
nigba ti arakun Abraham to mu iwasu yi wa
to us,
fun wa,
the message did not come in words.
Oro na ko wa ni oro lasan.
It came in power.
Sugbon wa ninu agbara.
At the demonstration of the Holy Ghost.
Ati fi han awon ise mi mimo.
And we are serving God that does not change.
Asin si Olorun ti ko yi pada.
But Abraham told us.
Akun Abraham wi fun wa.
Children are not born like a girl, it's not born a full grown up or an adolescent.
A ki bimo loro.
Or a boy, he's not born as an adolescent.
They
are born. Omowo kokoro bayi.
Ṣugbọn abi won ni omowo o.
By the time the mother continue to breastfeed the child.
Ati iya o ba ma fun loyan.
Though civilization, there are some people, some mothers said they don't want their breasts to fall, so they will breastfeed their children.
Ayo laju tawon obirin mi o fe fun omo loyan mo. Tan wa ona mi, o nje atowodowo fun won.
That is ignorance.
I makan makan ni eleyi.
You are gone as a whole.
You yourself.
You will fall one day.
You are going to oshubu lojo kan.
Igba wo lo ni fall?
Melo melo wa ni oyan ti oni ti o wa ni wa sile.
And the reason why God did that.
Idi ti Olorun se se eleyi.
Let me give testimony of myself. I think I've done it once.
Eje kin jeri nipa ara mi.
Don't worry. Sorry. We will preach. What I'm doing is part of the preaching.
Ohun ti mo nse bayi ara iwasu na ni.
You see, when I was growing up.
Nigba ti mo ndagba.
I was as grown as these boys in the front.
Mo ti dagba to awon omo to joko si waju.
I will go and play with my mates.
Mo lo sere pelu awon ore mi.
I will come back home.
Mo pada wa sile.
When I come back home, I say mama.
Mani mama.
There is a little joke. I say mama sit down.
Mani mama e joko.
You go sit down.
Yo joko.
I go carry breast.
Mo mu oyan. Mo ma mu oyan temi.
You see, it took them time before they could stop me.
Gba won la koko kan to le da mi lekun.
God bless you.
Ki Oluwa buku fun yin o.
Please, when you give birth to your baby.
E jo ngba te ba bi omo.
Breastfeed your child.
E fun won loyan dada.
There is a reason for that.
Idi wa fun eleyi.
God bless you.
Ki Oluwa buku fun yin o.
If I don't pull the Bible, we'll be talking from one place to the other. Shall we just bow our heads for a word of prayer? Our Father, we are happy that your grace once again has appeared unto us in this airtime. Lord, when we first received this message, many people came around claiming the same thing, that they were your servants. And it is your grace that guided us to single out William and Abraham out of their midst to know that this is the messenger that God has sent. Today, O God, we can see the message transforming our lives,
yes, Lord,
making us ready for your coming.
Yes,
Master, we are grateful. As your prophet has taught us that inside this message is where lays the rapturing faith. Lord, it's actually giving us rapturing faith. It's increasing our faith. It's strengthening us. It's making us to love our brothers and our sisters just and like ourselves, even our neighbors. Lord Jesus, thank you for sending unto us a star messenger. We are grateful. Help us, O God. As we continue with the message, each time this message comes to us, wherever this message, whatever it condemns in our lives, may we cry unto you.
Amen.
That you might help us to overcome.
Amen.
Because it is this message, at this message alone, that will bring us to that full stature of Jesus Christ before we go in the rapture. Help us, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Master. Bless the portion we are about to look at this morning. May it be a blessing to every one of us.
Amen.
In all the nations of the world that your servants have opportunity to stand before this bride of yours, Lord Jesus, may you pass through them, Lord.
Amen.
And make the services a blessing.
Amen.
In Jesus' precious name, we pray.
Amen. Amen.
God bless you, church. Shall we
John
rise and take our
Bibles?
Let's go to Exodus this morning.
Exodus.
Chapter 23. Verses 20 to 23. Exodus chapter 23. From verse 20 to 23. Are we there? Okay. Behold, I send an angel before thee to keep thee in the way and to bring thee into the place which I have prepared.
Kíyèsí, èmi rán angẹ́lì kan síwájú rẹ láti pa ọmọ lé ọ̀nà àti láti mú ọ dé ibi tí mo ti pàṣẹ, tí mo ti pèsè sílẹ̀.
Beware of him and obey his voice. Provoke him not, for he will not pardon your transgressions, for my name is in him.
Kíyèsí ara rẹ lọ́dọ̀ rẹ̀, kí o sì pa ohun rẹ̀, kí o sì gba ohun rẹ̀ gbọ́. Má ṣe bí nínú, nítorí kì yóò darí ìrékọjá yín jìyín, nítorí orúkọ mi bẹ lára rẹ̀.
But if thou shalt indeed obey his voice, and do all that I speak, then I will be an enemy unto thy enemies, and an adversary unto thy adversaries.
Ṣùgbọ́n bí ìwọ bá gba ohun rẹ̀ gbọ́ nítòótọ́, tí ìwọ sì gbé, tí ìwọ sì ṣe gbogbo èyí tí mo wí, ǹjẹ́ èmi ó já sí ọ̀tá fún àwọn tí ń ṣe ọ̀tá yín, èmi ó sì fòró àwọn tí ń fòró yín.
For my angel shall go before thee and bring thee in unto the Amorites and the Hittites and the Perizzites and the Canaanites and the Hivites and the Jebusites, and I will cut them off.
Nítorí tí angẹ́lì mi yóò ṣáájú rẹ, yóò sì mú ọ dé ọ̀dọ̀ àwọn ènìyàn Amori, àti àwọn Hiti, àti àwọn Perisi, àti àwọn ará Kenani, àwọn Hifi, àti àwọn Jebusi, èmi ó sì ké wọn kúrò.
May the Lord bless the reading of that portion of his word into our hearts.
Kí Olúwa kó fi ìbùkún sí kíkà ọ̀rọ̀ rẹ̀ sí ọkàn wa.
You can please be seated.
Ẹ jọ̀wọ́ ẹ jẹ́ ká jókòó.
So this morning,
ní òwúrọ̀ yìí,
I want us to look at a portion of the message of our day.
Mo fẹ́ ká wo abala ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run ti ọjọ́ òní kan.
Amen.
Àmì.
And the title of the message I want us to look at this morning.
Àkòrí ìwàásù náà tí mo fẹ́ ká gbéyẹ̀wò ní òwúrọ̀ yìí.
Is a total deliverance.
Ó ní ìdáǹdè pátápátá.
A total deliverance.
Ìdáǹdè pátápátá.
I will not take your time.
Mi ò ní gbà wá lákòókò.
But listen very carefully.
Ṣùgbọ́n ẹ jẹ́ ká tẹ́tí dáradára.
Because what we want to travel through this morning.
Torí ohun tá fẹ́ rìnrìn àjò nínú rẹ̀ lóòrọ̀ yìí.
Though there's no portion of the message of the hour that is not important.
Bó tilẹ̀ jẹ́ pé kò sí abala kan náà ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run tí kò ṣe pàtàkì.
They are all important.
Gbogbo rẹ̀ pátá ló ṣe pàtàkì.
The prophet said,
"May
the Lord bless his word as we speak now for a few minutes. If you pray, I was thinking on this subject of a total deliverance.
Ni oro yi a fe lo ninu akuri ti a pe ni idande patapata.
The church has been in the minority.
Egbe perete ni ijo Olorun je.
It has always been
nigba gbogbo lo ma ri be
in members.
Ninu awon omo egbe
until Jesus comes.
Titi ti Jesu fi de.
But it's living under is God giving privileges.
That is
enough for a sermon. God giving privileges.
Amen.
Amen. We have had people that cannot go to their villages. They will say their old mother is a witch. They have allowed somebody to tell them that and they believe. And this is somebody that carried you in her womb for 9 months. Why are all those things? It is because the people don't know the truth. So when Jesus said, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free," it's a big statement. Very big. We as God's children, there is no witch. There is no wizard. There is no emere. There is no ogbanje. There is no mami water spirit that can overcome you. Amen.
Amen.
I'm not saying these things to make you happy. I'm saying it because it is the truth. The Lord Jesus Christ said, He said, In my name, you my disciples, you will cast out devils. We have been given the authority to cast out devils. I don't care whatever nature of the devil. We are to cast it out. Do you know there are some churches? Bear with me. There are some churches. Because of whatsoever is there, I don't know. They divide the congregation. They say that one is a witch. Don't relate with him. That preacher is a made believer. Hello? That preacher is a made believer. May God help us. To be a son of God, you are to be regenerated. Which Jesus Christ told us. Except a man be born again, he can never see the kingdom of God, neither can he enter
therein.
And in a very simple form, on the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Ghost came, the people ask a question. They ask the apostles a question. Men are brethren. What shall we do? You know where that scripture is? Obeni, put it on the board for us. I have tab. I even have laptop. But I choose to come this way because I don't want to be looked upon as an imitator. Now, when they had this, They were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Brother Brown said the question was that, what shall we do in order to be saved? Let's Peter answered. Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. If God called you to be his son or to be his daughter, God is obligated to fill you with the Holy Ghost. May I say something? There is no way a man will receive the Holy Ghost and face opposition outside, and you are able to make him to be doubting his experience. It is impossible. Because in fellowship with that spirit, every moment of his life. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
You see the promise. The reason why all those schisms, our problems, our troubles are found in churches is because many people have different interpretations for the new birth. Some say if you speak in tongues, you have received the Holy Ghost. So say if you feel so happy and you have received the Holy Ghost. What I will just say is this. When a man receives the Holy Ghost, you will know. And when you know, it will change your nature. You will love everybody. I don't believe in Christians have been enmity. It's not scriptural. Hello? Hello? It is not scriptural. You keep some people as your enemy. How do you pray? Because God has said, those that offended you, if you do not forgive them, God said, even himself will not forgive you. Hello?
Amen.
Is it in your Bible?
So I know vividly, Rebel.
I'm
not the right one. It is the
true
Holy Spirit
prophets
that wrote it through.
If you have, let me say this. Until you are converted, you will have a rebellious nature against the Bible. Your nature will be rebellious. You will say, where? God says so. But you see, what is my yeshe? Osheba, Oshawo, Oshe, Oleyo,
Oshe, Oleyo, Oshe. You will find reason.
You are on your own. Whatever he says unto you, do it. You will say, is it possible for somebody not to have enemy? Christians, we have enemy. The only enemy we have is Satan. Are you hearing me? The only enemy we have is Satan. May God help you. And may God help me. That new birth. Let's see. Is it 2 Corinthians 5:17? Is it 2? Let's check it and see. Therefore, if any man, any woman, any boy, any girl is in Christ,
he's
a new creature.
Oh dear, that's true.
All things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Amen.
Amen.
Look. What I want to say, not to take too much time on this,
is that
it is not possible for you to have the Holy Ghost and be keeping malice with people. You can't do it. You love everybody. There is a generator. There is a generator inside of your soul, which is the Holy Ghost. He doesn't generate nonsense.
He
generates the life of God, the character of God. That is what he generates. That is the nature he has. Why do we come to church?
It's
because we had Jesus died for us and he has got to prepare a place for us. These things that I'm telling you, I know you will not despise them. I pray you don't do it. Rather, go and work on your nature. And the only way you can work on it is that thoroughly repent and seek God until you receive the Holy Ghost. When you receive the Holy Ghost, it is only that time you will know what it means to love your enemies. God bless you. Do you know there are people that say there is no God? And yet, when God allowed rain to fall, rain fall in their places. Their farm, rain they fall there. If man were to be God, you will say, this man that say, I'm not even in existence, I will teach him lesson. You will make rain to fall around his area.
Ojo
Niro.
But in his own house.
In his own farm.
Not
house, farm. God allow rain to fall.
Generally,
you can be a Holy Ghost filled man. I have a boundary of farm with an
atheist.
His own crops. His own crops. They do better than your own. Hello.
Amen.
The nature of God is what God's spirit brings into man. That is the conversion. Amen.
Amen.
You see, you have to check one thing. What you have to check is this. Brother Abraham preached a message. God is identified by his characteristics. God has character that you can't compare to that of human
beings.
I've heard some people say, this thing this man did to me, we will not even settle it here. We will go there and settle it. Be careful. Be careful. Because there is no promise in this Bible that when we get there, we'll be certainly quarreled. There are no angels that are lawyers that you have to employ to serve for your case. Whatever anybody does to you, brother, get the Holy Ghost. You will love that man, not hypocritically.
God.
May God help us. As we are going small, small on this message, this message is like where you are studying before a mirror. You will see yourself as you dress. Whether the tie bend here, or you bend if you are a man, or whether the gele you put or whatever, you see yourself. And when you see yourself, don't condemn yourself. We were all born. I say all means all. Including William and Abraham, was born in sin, shaped in iniquity, came to the world, speaking lies. That is what the scripture said. All have sinned and come short. Do you know that scripture, Benny? All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Is that it? For all means all, including our prophet messenger. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That is why, except a man be born again, he cannot enter to God's kingdom. To Bawu, Ole ma gbe anywhere come to church.
If you like, you can bring Mark from your house.
He will never,
be sleeping
never
in the church,
smell that kingdom.
Yet, you will not go near the
if
kingdom.
You take time and follow the instructions that God gave in His Bible, you will have an experience that will change your life. It will change your life. Are you getting what I'm saying? Look, it is because of this fallen nature that is why you have some children, they say they will denounce their parents. I told them, some of them, I tell them, I say, hey, the only time I will agree with you, when they do the DNA or whatever they call it, and your blood no longer your father's own, I believe you have denounced
him.
Hello? You can't beat God. You can't beat God. Is it perfect? Perfection or perfection? Yes! There are some women which is a bad habit, because no matter how beautiful you are, as a woman, you are made for one man. And that is your husband who is coming for you, who will knock at your daddy's door and ask your hand in marriage. Amen.
Amen.
Until that happens, you are supposed to remain as a virgin. This civilization of today, let us not blame the civilization, but it has its own fault. But if we obey God, you can live in this civilization and be pleasing God 24 hours a day. Several days a week. 4 weeks a month.
At
12 months in a year.
You'll
be pleasing God.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Don't go. Look, so you know there was a time that higher institution of learning. That is where the problem was. Where the guy goes there. While the co-students are pursuing her. Workers are pursuing her. Lecturers are pursuing her. If she does not have a strong will, which only the Holy Ghost can give, she may go into that institution as a virgin, but she will come out as a prostitute. I know one sister. A lecturer told her, "You will never pass my course until you submit your body." The sister has to leave that university to another university. Hello. There is no excuse. May God help you. Where you are supposed to say no, never you say yes. Because this God that we are serving, this God who is our Father, this God who is our caretaker, this God who is our healer, this God who is our provider, this God who is our guide, He sees all things. There is an all-seeing eye watching you. There was a story I heard. A sister. Somebody lure her to his apartment and wanted to rape her. And the man have cleverly closed door. This is as a Christian. Let me tell you one thing. The Holy Ghost is the very present help at the time of trouble. The sister made mistake. She shouldn't have had confidence in an unbeliever. If you have confidence in an unbeliever, you might as well be playing with snake. You are taking a risk. When he found out that he was in that situation, he bowed her head. He said, "Lord, I'm sorry for my mistake. But you are the very present help at the time of trouble. Help me." I don't care how big the woman is, how tall
her
is. Man is stronger than woman. If you want to doubt what I'm saying, the Bible tells us that women are the weaker vessels. What we were taught in school is weak, weaker, weakest. If the woman is weak, then the man. If the woman is weaker, then the man is weak. The man can overpower the woman anytime, any day. Hello. Then something dropped into her heart. When the man was coming with fury, he told him he should stop. He said, you know I'm a woman.
Oni so mo ko obirin ni mi.
And you are a man.
Okunrin si ni o.
He said, if we negotiate.
Oni tabawa for taba dunadura.
I can willingly submit myself.
Oni mo le fira mi sile fun o lai lo agidi.
But this force you want to do.
Sugbon ipa to fe lo yi.
It's not the best.
Nkan lo dara.
He said, you are close the window.
O ti ti gbogbo ferese.
You didn't finish all the windows.
O ti ti gbogbo ferese tan.
He said, which of the window remain?
Wo ninu re ni mi o ti ti.
And the woman said, there's a window up.
Oni ferese kan wa loke.
If you can close that,
it's
anything you like. God used that word to break the man down. He just went and opened it. Say, get out of my house. Has God come to his
rescue?
Amen.
Amen.
There is nothing
our
God cannot
do.
Absolutely nothing.
So
all we have to do
is
to have confidence in
Him.
Confidence in
Him.
And the only way you can do that
ona kan to si le gba se leyi
is to obey every word of God.
Oni lati gboran si gbogbo.
The Bible says man shall not live by bread alone,
nipa akara nikan,
but by every word that proceeded from the mouth of God.
Ti o jade lati enu Oluwa wa.
Amen.
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 You have heard how some pastors ravish women in their church and the rest of
it. Listen
very closely. Both the pastor
and
the woman,
they
are unbelievers. Are you following me? They are unbelievers. We know by nature it is man that always approach woman. I wish I could give you testimony. A woman has met me. I say, hey, not now that you have a lot of gutters in my face. I was
answered.
He said, I like you. And I want you to be my friend. I
said,
eh?
I
said, are you married? He said, yes. I said, okay. I said, the Bible says that if you do that,
you
will go to hell. Look. Before you can bring this body under subjection, to be able to act like that, it takes nothing but the Holy Ghost. If there is anything that is a temptation to man,
it's
the body of woman. Look,
kiyesi,
a man will fall flat.
Okunrin yo subu jagbala.
I don't care who the man is.
Mi o fe meni ti se.
The Holy Ghost is not there.
Ti o ba ni emi mimo.
Look, church, have you not had people living with their children?
Se egbo.
Have you not had men living with their children?
Ti ba omo won lo po.
The way God made the body, was that body cut at cost?
It's
negative and positive. If it produces light, amen. And the body doesn't know whether it's your daughter or you have had people living with their mothers. But when a man is born again,
he
have the nature of God. Amen.
Amen.
He had the nature of God. Those things doesn't move him. Jesus said, if a man look at a woman to lust after her, he has already done it with her in his heart. The Holy Ghost does not lust.
Amen.
Let the woman be without no cloth at all. The Holy Ghost will make you to turn your head. Oh, glory to God. God bless you, church. These things I'm saying, they will make you to appreciate God. If you have received the Holy Ghost, and if you have not yet received the Holy Ghost, they will make you to be hungry and thirsty for the Holy Ghost. Don't take the baptism of the Holy Ghost for granted. Don't take it for granted. Hey, listen. It is very easy to do.
You
know when we want to bless wedding, we ask for a token. That this token will serve as a token that the covenant that both of you have entered into will always be kept. The ring will be placed on the Bible. The man will take a fist on the wife's hand. The wife will take a fist on the man's hand. Hello? If they are not converted, they will not remember that covenant.
They will divorce in a jiffy.
One will go to the east, one will go to the north. But there is a power that keep husband and wife together. That is the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
Some people say they have the Holy Ghost. And they are tribalistic. Tribalism. You cannot be filled with the Holy Ghost and be tribalistic. Because he is one God that made you and me. A watchman. He can give you blood if you have the same blood group. Some useless women in those so-called civilization places. There are sometimes some women will give birth, some white women, they will give birth, have twins, they give birth, one is white, one is black. Ashiri too. Amen.
Amen.
She cannot deny it. Maybe he's married to a white man. He has a boyfriend that is black. May God help us. I say, may God help us. If you had fundamental knowledge of who God is, you will fear God. You will fear Him. Long ago, I gave a testimony on how I gave my life to Christ. When I was in my village, tender age, I was a virgin. Not only a virgin, a virgin. Listen very closely.
Yes, I
tell you. You'll get what I'm saying. Smoking, I didn't know anything about it. Drinking wine, I didn't know anything about it. You talk about following woman, I didn't know anything about it. The only thing I know.
O nkan soso ti mo mo.
God give me power.
Ori pa Olorun fun mi ni agbara.
I can fight.
Mo le ja.
And look, I can stand on the way where my a mate of mine is coming.
Mo le duro soju ona nigba ti awon okunrin egbe mi ba nbo.
I say go back.
Mo ni pada sibi to ti nbo.
We are not fighting, no.
Aja, ah, morari o.
Go back. If you didn't go back, if you meet me, the way we will fight now. At that time, I was big. I wasn't tall.
But
my grandfather told me, say if you are fighting somebody, when you put him down, just lie on him. What am I trying to say? When I came to Ibadan, where the Bible says, can two walk together? They said they be agreed. I fell into the hands of two of my town's boys. And they were chain smokers. I was able to resist them for a while. One day, they were to travel to the village. I escorted them to the garage. I waited until they departed. When they left, I was actually feeling
them.
Before they came back, I was already smoking. That spirit has entered to me. Look, I won't go into that because it will take time. I don't care the habit you have. The Holy Ghost will break every habit. It will break, look, it will break every habit. There are some habits some people have. They call it wisdom. It is not wisdom. It is demons. One day, you know, the other soldier said, no man can gossip to me. One day, a brother came to my house some years ago. When he came, we greeted. I started talking about a brother. He was just talking. I was grieved. I told him he should wait for me. I entered the house. I dress up. I was using Volkswagen at that time. I said,
let's go out.
He entered the car. He didn't know what I was doing. When we were driving close to the house of the brother, I think he had an idea of what I want to do. But he can't jump out of the car. When we get to the house, we met the brother. We greeted him. We chatted with him. I said, hey, brother, the things you were telling me about this brother, can you say it now? Do you know this brother become a scammer? By force. Look, what I have said, if you open your ear and listen to a gossip, you mind your experience. May God help us. If you see your brother doing what is wrong, what the scripture say, meet him.
Go and meet the person.
Hello. Hello.
Etiwada.
Loba.
Go and meet that person.
I tell him.
Go so far.
What is going on? This is your
thing.
In my humble himself. I said please pray along with me. May God help us. The word say is for you to take actions, take steps in your actions, in your reactions, and they are contrary to the scriptures. And you claim you have the Holy Ghost. You don't know what the Holy Ghost is. Let me tell you, I travel one time. You know I used to travel often. I will still be traveling.
Amen.
By the grace of God. When I finish my meetings with the brother, he's a minister, he called me. He said, Pastor Martin, I love your spirit. He said, since you have been coming here, you have never talked to me about somebody. We are to pray for one another. If you see a bad habit in me, if you don't want to tell me, take me before God. God can change situations. There's no impossibility with God. God bless you, church. God bless you, church. If you come, if you just try it, come and gossip to me. If you come and gossip to me, I will tell you, have you talked to the person? He said no. I said, let's go and talk to him. If you say no, I will warn you. Don't bring anybody's matter to me. May God help us. Human beings, we have enough problems. We have enough troubles. We have enough responsibilities. We have enough things to think about. Why must I carry things? Why must I do that? May God help us. Let me tell you one thing. I don't know. I used to come out to when I'm preaching. But this man that is putting light here, so I don't know. I would have come. Let me say something. Amen.
Amen.
If you have enemies, be honest with yourself. You cannot pray for them. For you to have spirit that can keep enmity, you cannot pray for them. Oh, the gbadura fun won je ka so to
kura wa. Do it. Be honest with yourself.
You can't do it.
Oh, le se.
But the Holy Ghost will make you to pray for your enemy as you will pray for your best friend. And the reason why is because the Holy Spirit has written in the Bible, whatever you are now is not by works, it's by grace. What do you have that was not freely given to you by God? God, if he has blessed you like that, he can also bless that person. Let me tell you something. There was a time things came to my house. They took time. I have an idea of who the people were. See, tomorrow, miss anything soon. But I was just praying for them. Because I know one thing. I want you to so quick.
The Yoruba proverb says, there is nothing you do that you won't
read. Anything you do, it goes into record. The only thing that can erase it, that will not make you to face it on the day of judgment, is repentance. Genuine repentance. In my prayer, I was telling God. I said, Lord, these boys that
are
come to do this, they are mortal. They have father. They have mother. They have best friends. For them to do this thing, they must be wrongly inspired for another by another spirit. Say, Lord, have mercy on
them.
Amen.
Amen.
May God help us. If God didn't change you, are you sure we will not have been like that? All glory, all honor, all praises, all adoration is ascribed unto the Almighty. Who save you
and saved
me. Brothers and sisters, when you are saved, you know you are saved. God bless you. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
When the darkness I see, he be waiting for me.
I will
have
to cross
Jordan.
Amen
and
amen. Amen.
Look. In my small age,
the small
Timo Wai.
Timo Wai.
Yeah, okay. You see, I have no people in this country. I have no people. Chief Obafemi Awolowo.
Oloye Obafemi Awolowo.
Dr. Inamdi Azikiwe.
Dr. Inamdi Azikiwe.
SLA Akintola.
SSA Akintola.
Erobodo.
Erobodo.
No. It's another man.
Ah.
Erobodo.
Erobodo.
There's another man. Ubadiwe. A man of caliber and timber. These politicians I'm mentioning, there was a time in this country when you mention one name like that, everybody
jit.
Where are they? Ibonowa.
Where are they today?
The Bible says it is appointed
unto
man wants to
die.
Look, church. To die is not the hard part. Because you can even sleep, from your sleep, die. You can be traveling, stray bullets come from kidnappers and kill you. But where do you go? That's what is important. Ibo lo nlo.
O se pataki niyan. Where you are going?
Do you know what time?
Je mo pe ngba kan.
A young rich ruler.
Odokunrin Oloro kan.
Came to Jesus.
O to Jesu wa.
He said, Master.
O ni Oluwa.
What will I do?
Kini kin se?
In order to inherit eternal life.
Lati jogun iya ni pekun.
Jesus look at him.
Jesu wo.
And the Bible says Jesus loved him.
Bibeli ni Jesu feran re.
He said, you know the commandments.
O ni o mo awon ofin.
Jesus mentioned a few.
He said,
right from my youth,
I've
kept those commandments. Jesus loved him. Jesus being God, he know what his problem is. Then he told him, go and sell all that you have. Listen, go and sell all that you have. I give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, and there you come and follow me. Hey! As much as I love the kingdom of God, I'm a wealthy man.
Ah, Oloro ni mi.
I've been following this man.
Mo wa ma tele
oko. Who doesn't have a place to lay his head?
O ni le ti o ti en gbe ile ta le pe ni le re.
Sell everything.
Kin ta un gbogbo.
Give to the poor.
Kin fun awon laini.
The Bible say he was grieved.
Bibeli ni okan re baje.
By hearing what Jesus said.
Lati gbo un ti
Jesus. What did he do?
Ki lo se?
He walk away.
O lo ba ti e
lo. When he walk away, Jesus said something.
Leyin to ba ti e lo, Jesus so nkan kan.
He said, then said Jesus unto his disciples,
Jesus wa so fun awon eyin.
Verily I say unto you, that a rich man shall hardly enter into the kingdom of heaven.
O soro fun Oloro lati wo ijoba orun.
And again I say unto you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. Hello? Hello? We are not preaching poverty. What we are preaching is this. God can bless you. You can be a rich man. But the scripture says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Then all other things shall be added. For your information, Brother Abraham was not a poor man. No. Maybe you don't know. Brother Abraham was not a poor man.
Abraham
not if not because he's trained by the Holy Ghost against money, he would have been trillionaire. But is that even that? Because when you are bringing money, you go beyond the money to see what is in your heart. Hallelujah, church.
Hallelujah.
Despite all that, he still was not a poor man. That what do you call it? That foundation you see operating so.
Voice of God.
But God bless you, my brother. God, shake my hand. The voice of God recording. You know how it was established. God bless you, church. There was money he rejected. $1,500,000 on a check. The prophet said, I don't need it. His brother, Doc. He said, but you know you need this. He said, do you know I need it? He said, I don't need it. If you are led by the Spirit, you will not lean on a man for leadership. Not at all. Because man will lead you astray. Praise be to God.
Hallelujah.
What am I saying? Brother Abraham,
Arakunrin Abraham
was a generous man.
O je eni to lawo pupo.
I don't know, you know I'm not educated, so I don't know language I can use.
Mi o mo oro tin ba
lo. Do you know? In any case, it's coming to me. Do you know? The Bible says it is more blessed to give than to receive.
Lati funi ju lati gba lo.
But Abraham will go for a missionary trip. We know a few that were written like that. He was coming. And somebody, there was a fire incident. I think the house of the man burned. All the offering they gave to him, he gave to the man. Let me warn you. When you see somebody giving, don't oppose. Hello. Don't oppose. Though there is a saying among the intellectuals that givers never lack. But there is a scriptural basis for that. Where your brother is in need, help your brother. Where your sister is in need, help your sister. You may know him to be a hypocrite. That is not your business.
Who
told you that a hypocrite cannot be converted? The messenger says, as long as there is breath of life in a man, he said, don't write him off. One day, Jesus was to go to somewhere. And the Bible says it was needful for him to pass through Samaria or somewhere. When they get to the well, he said his disciples to the city. Do you know where the scripture is, Baba? You display it, let's read it. Why he sat down at the well? Not quite long. A young lady came. When she came to fetch water, he said, give me a drink. Amen. Amen. And it came to pass. Mercy. Where? You don't know where it is. I can preach it without reading. But that is the system here now. So by the grace of God, we follow that system. There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus said unto her, give me to drink. For his disciples were gone away unto the city to buy meat. Hello? Jesus was there. Then said the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which I am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knowest the gift of God and who it is that saith to thee, give me drink, thou wouldest have asked of him,
he would
have given thee living water. Hello?
Amen.
Living water.
Oh, me ye.
And the woman said unto him,
sir,
thou hast nothing to draw with. Oh, neither. And the well is deep. For where then has thou that living water?
Are
thou greater than our father Jacob? Yes. Because this is the God of Jacob. Amen.
Amen.
Which gave us the well and drank thereof himself and his children and his cattle, a greater than Solomon, a greater than
Jacob,
was there. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life.
Ṣùgbọ́n omi tí èmi ó fi fún yóò di kànga omi nínú rẹ̀ tí ó máa sun sí ìyà ní pẹ̀kun.
The woman said unto him,
obìnrin náà sì wí fún
un,
ọ̀gbẹ́ni,
give me this water,
fún mi lé omi yìí,
that I thirst not,
kí òrùngbẹ má ṣe gbẹ mí
mọ́, neither come hither to draw.
Kí má sì wá sí yìí láti pọn omi mọ́.
Jesus said unto her,
Jesus wí fún un pé,
it's great. Jesus is great to our problem now.
Jesu ń tọpinpin ìṣòro rẹ̀ báyìí.
All the response she has been making, is a bad woman. She was thinking that she has got another husband.
O ti
ní márùn-ún, ìkẹfà,
ló wà lọ́dọ̀.
Jesus said unto her, go, call thy husband and come hither.
Lọ kí wọ kí ó sì pe ọkọ rẹ wá sí.
What is the woman's answer?
Kini
the woman answered and said, I have no husband.
Ó sì wí fún pé èmi kò lé ọkọ.
are vacant. Jesus said unto her,
Yesu wi fun
pe, thou hast well said,
iwo wi rere,
I have no husband,
pe emi ko le oko,
for thou hast had five husbands,
nto ti iwo ti le oko marun ri,
and he whom thou now hast is not thy husband,
ki se oko re,
in that saidest thou truly,
iwo so otito ni eyi ni,
the miracle has been performed.
Ise iyanu kan ti se bayi.
The woman you, this man cannot be an ordinary man. Because he had just astray her life. Listen to what she said. The woman said unto him, sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. Hallelujah, church.
Hallelujah.
Our fathers worship in this mountain. And he said that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship.
Jerusalem ni ibi ti eniyan iba ti ma sin.
Jesus said,
Yesu wi fun pe,
woman,
obirin yi,
believe me,
gba mi gbo,
the hour comes,
wakati na nbo,
where you shall neither,
in this mountain, okay,
nor yet at Jerusalem,
Jerusalem,
worship the Father.
Le, yo, ma, si, baba.
Ye worship, ye know not what.
And you see, oh, ti, and you come
up. May that not be you.
Ki, oh, Lord, ma, je, go, je, kwe, re,
oh. And may that not be me.
Ko, ma, si, je, kwe, me.
We know what we worship.
Ah, mon, ti, awa, just,
for salvation is of the Jews.
Sorry, he will, gbala, je, ti, ju.
And also for the Gentiles.
O, si, wa, fa, wa, le, ya, ke, fe, riba, kan, no.
Hello? But the hour comes,
and
now is,
when
the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. The woman said unto him,
obirin na wi fun
pe, I know that the Messiah cometh,
pe Messiah nbo wa,
which is called Christ.
Iti an pe ni Christi.
When he's come,
nigba ti o ba de,
he will tell us all things.
Yo so n gbogbo fun wa.
Do you know what Jesus wants to say now?
Ye mo ti Jesus fe so nisin yi.
You can count how many times he say it in the Bible.
Ele ka iye igba ti Jesus so
nisin. Jesus said unto her,
Yesu wi fun
pe, I that speak unto thee,
emi eni tin ba o soro yi, emi ni o.
You can count the number of times Jesus said that. Hallelujah, church.
Hallelujah.
When the disciples were coming back,
they
saw him afar with a woman. Then they hide themselves to hear what they were saying. They were surprised. When Jesus said, go and get your husband, the woman said, I don't have a husband. They said, the discernment has failed one time. But Jesus said, you are half five. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That discernment never failed. It never failed in the ministry of Jesus. It never failed in the ministry of Brother Abraham. Because Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you, church. We are not following community device
fable.
We are following thus says the Lord. Amen and amen.
Amen ati amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God bless
you.
What did the woman do?
When
you are convinced,
you
will be consigned. Amen.
Hallelujah.
She led the water pot.
What
brought her to the well? The woman then led her water pot.
Her
went away into the city.
And
said to the men. To the men. Come. See a man who told me all things that I ever did. Is not this the Christ? Then they went out of the city.
I
came unto him.
He's
the male why. His disciples prayed him, saying, Master,
eat.
Say, but he said unto them,
but we for
I have me to eat that ye know not of. Therefore said the disciples one to another, and any man brought him hot to eat. Jesus said unto them, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. If you are filled with the Holy Ghost, with joy, you want to do the will of God.
I'm telling you.
God bless you. I want you to take note about one thing about that woman. Why did the woman come to the well alone? No, obini. Why did she come alone to the well? Because she could not go in the company of other women. She was a red light woman. She was a prostitute. But do you know, when she had a encounter with Jesus, she ran to the city. She could talk to men. This is somebody that could come in company of women.
He
could talk to men.
When
you meet with Christ, you have boldness. Boldness to tell people about God. God bless you. I say God bless you. Brothers and sisters, do you know that witnessing is part of what we believe? Amen.
Amen.
You that have business and you employ women, let me tell you what we do that will help you. When you call them for interview, tell them, show the business office
you
want to buy. Mi o believe ko bi ma wash okoto.
Mi o agbagbo ki obirin ma wash okoto nibe.
Hello. You want to work?
To fe sise.
To ba fe sise nbi.
If you are going to work here,
fe ko wash okoto.
There is no room for trousers wearing.
That's number 1.
Akoko ni.
Number 2.
Elekeji.
To ba ma wo what do you call it?
Skirt. To ba wo skirt re.
Ki se yi to ti o de oroku.
Ki se yi ti o botan re.
It must be long. It is part of the requirement in this office. Hello. It will help you. Because the day she will try you. She will try you. Despite the fact that you interview her like that, she will try you.
Lẹ́yìn pé o tẹ bá sọ̀rọ̀ bẹ́ẹ̀ ní àkókò ìfọ̀rọ̀wára ni wo.
One day, you will just see her with trousers.
You
say, why did you do this?
Oh,
Oga, gbogbo awon skirt mi,
ti mo fo,
orun oran lana, wo degbe. You see, I'm only at the wasi bisele ni.
And I must come today to work.
Go back home. And your pay for the day is zero.
Owo oya re foni odo si ni.
Hello.
Hello.
If she doesn't wear trousers, she can go and put on a skirt.
Your law was skirt.
She deliberately do it.
She did it deliberately.
If you even talk,
to bad sorrow,
and you are smiling,
to ready,
as she know that what she had done,
to kondo
is contrary to what you started her. She has gotten victory worse step. When you are coming to her office, there is a way she will sit down. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
May God help us. You need the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost will stand for righteousness. Every unrighteousness is sin. Let me say something openly that will help many people. There used to be a time in this assembly. I used to be very close to some sisters. And there was a reason for it. I will explain the reason. Until some people, like I said, if you find such a thing, you should have come to me. I say, the way we are looking at you, what is going on? You would do that.
Oh, shebe.
But you have a big note.
Ṣugbọn o ni iwe nla kan.
Every fault you see in me, you write
that
down.
Ṣe to ri lo nko
sibe. You are wasting your time.
O fi akoko ṣofo.
All my sins.
Gbogbo ẹṣẹ mi.
I order the blood.
O wa labẹ ẹjẹ. Ẹjẹ Jesu.
I have scripture that I'm standing upon in anything I do.
Brother
Abraham said, if you are a shepherd and you are taking care of sheep, and there is a sheep that is not close to you, he always wants to go astray. He said, it can be killed by a lion. He said, the shepherd will just catch it, break his leg. You say, oh, that's wickedness. There's something he wants to achieve. When he be treating that leg, he'll be very close to the shepherd. But the time the leg got healed, he has made the shepherd a friend. Some of you will travel. You will tell your pastor. It's not according to the message. Do you know that the pastor is an intercessor? You know what? I was telling you the other time. God will equip you according to the ministry he gives to you. Amen. Let me say something. Maybe you have been noticing. Maybe if we call for midway meeting, I don't need that here. Many years ago, when we called to vigil, there were times that I had to be on my knee from the beginning of the vigil to the following day. My age now make here to be painting. You might be thinking the man is proud. That is why he doesn't need that. May God deliver you from all evil. May God help us. You will, maybe it's part of your big note. Don't you see that he doesn't need that. To ba moju, wa kole.
When he blinks his eyes,
to ba yimu, wa
kole. When he raises his nose,
when he sneezes, they will write. When he mess, they will write. To ba lo ya gbe, they will write.
When he goes to the toilet, you write it.
Your writing is rubbish. It's nonsense. It goes to nowhere. Ooh,
Jehovah has the final say.
Ooh,
the final say. Jehovah has the final say. Jehovah turns my life around. Jehovah turns my life around.
Hallelujah.
He makes a way where there seems no way. Jehovah, he has the final say.
Amen and amen.
Amen.
Make sure, amen, brothers and sisters, that whatever you do, please God. Amen.
Amen.
Please God. Not man. The Holy Ghost will keep you away from every unrighteousness. Oh man. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God bless you. I say God bless you. Thank you, my brother. Only any confession, he bore me. Tabasheto. Brabat. Shotigbo. God bless you. God bless you. I say God bless you.
Wọ́n ní confession ìrìbọ mi lẹ́yìn
ìsìn. Káàsọ̀ fẹ́ ń tó pèsè bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí.
Àwọn lè rẹ̀ ní tí ó fẹ́ ṣe náà.
Kó lọ ṣe.
All right. Ẹ ṣe o.
Ẹni tó fẹ́ ṣe baptism
yẹn. Ẹni tó fẹ́ ṣe ìrìbọ mi.
Tó bá ronú pìwàdà lóòótọ́.
Tó
bá ti ń jáde.
Tó bá ṣe ń jáde lómi.
Ọlọ́run àfúlẹ́mi mímọ́.
As you are coming out of the water, God will give you the Holy Ghost.
Oh sure. Oh sure. God bless you, church.
Kí Olúwa bùkún fún yín ìjọ.
God bless you.
Kí Olúwa bùkún fún yín o.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You love the Lord. We love him. Why? Because he first of all loved us. God bless you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, Jesus Christ,
Jesus Christ
is the same yesterday and today and forever. May I say something? You permit me?
Okay.
When the apostles received the Holy Ghost, Philip alone went to Samaria. Philip Nikon.
Only Philip.
The whole Samaria,
Samaria
was shaking. Brothers, sisters, God has not changed. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. We have believed this message, and it is the truth. Let us be praying. The power that followed this message, we want that power.
Amen.
Look, church, I'm not talking about designing the hearts of the people. That was specifically given to William Mary Abraham. How will I be preaching to you? I'll be begging you to say amen. What are you talking? Listen very closely. But Abraham did not only say, a devil cast. Say on your shoulder. I'll be making you to sleep. He said so. But all he also said that it may be your preaching. It's not inspiring the people.
Who is the one that
is sleeping now? Let me see anybody sleeping. You get anybody sleeping by your side? Hello? You see anybody sleeping there? Tell the person, wake up. Because if inspiration is there, and under that same inspiration, a person can still sleep.
You know that Satan is at work.
God bless you. I say God bless you. Yes.
Benny.
Yes.
Benny.
Yes.
Benny.
All things are possible. Only believe. Look, church. I will not go until my time. You will not go until your time.
Amen.
You say, oh, what about these sicknesses you often have? Many, Many are the afflictions of the righteous. But the Lord, delivered him from them all.
Amen.
If the devil come to you in one way, the Holy Ghost will show him a way out seven ways. I am under the rock. The rock is higher than I. Jehovah has me. He has me under the rock.
Jehovah fi mi pamọ sabi apata.
Don't tell my enemies.
Lo so fun ota mi.
I am under the rock.
Pe mo wa labẹ apata.
I say Jehovah has me. He has me under the rock.
Jehovah lo fi mi pamọ sabi apata.
Under the rock. Under the rock. Hallelujah. Under the rock. Hallelujah. Under the rock. Hallelujah. I am under the rock. Go tell my enemies that I am under the rock.
Jehovah has me. He has me under the rock.
God bless you, church. If Jehovah hide you,
Jehovah ba fi opa mo,
nothing evil can find you.
O si bi to le ri o.
Ode to sho Eledumare.
The guy that watches over Jehovah.
Hello.
Amen.
Hello.
Amen.
Wani. Oh, mama. God bless you. God bless you, brothers.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you, sir.
Look. May God help us. Shake one another, say shalom.
Boy, Nikolowo.
Brother, shalom. Shalom, brother. Brother, shalom. Shalom, my brother. Shalom. Shalom, shalom. Shalom to your soul. Brother Jerry, shalom to your soul. Yes, sir. My brother, shalom to your soul. Can we do it like this? Shalom to your soul. Amen.
Amen.
Saying amen, amen,
amen, amen, amen.
Oh,
blessings and glory,
glory,
with some thanksgiving,
Jesus, I will never forget.
Oh, what you love
for me.
Jesus, I will never forget how you set me free. Jesus, I will never forget how you brought me
out. Hallelujah.
Jesus, I will never forget.
God bless you. I say God bless you. I say Satan, shame unto you.
All power belongs to Jesus.
We say Satan, shame unto you.
All power belongs to Jesus.
Satan, shame unto you. God bless you.
Amen.
The devil.
Satani.
The devil.
Satani.
Is in trouble.
Oh, wa ninu iyonu.
I can assure you that.
O ti kagbako.
I will expose Satan.
O tu ashiri Satani.
Anywhere I go.
Nibi gbogbo ti mo ba lo.
Hello.
Beni.
You have a little misunderstanding with your wife or husband. Then you take minus for a week. You need the Holy Ghost. Hello.
Hello.
Do you know?
No, ma.
The Bible says you are the head of your wife. Yes. That's true. But remember, you have to be a teacher at home. You must be a teacher at home. A Holy Ghost free teacher. Hello.
Amen.
God bless you. I say God bless you.
Amen.
The devil.
Satani.
If I kick him to you, kick him to another person. The other person kick it. We will not allow Satan to have rest of life. The devil is in trouble. God bless you. We are not up there. The backslide. Backslide from where? Otto, who shall we go? You are the one that have eternal life. You bid us come. And we have come. It will not go to. What is that scripture? Is it just 70? Where is it? Where is that scripture? They that my father has given me a woody. Go to 70. Where? Eh? Please go to 17, make we look at. I'm not computer literate. Are you getting what I'm saying? I can use my phone to call. I can send a text message. I may not want to go deeper than that. I have my sermon books. Hello? I'm not saying you should not use whatever you want to use. But you cannot bring the Holy Ghost or that subjection to a man's system. Hello? And this is the Father's will, which has set me, that of all which he has given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. Believe thou this? Do you believe that? Brothers and sisters, it's an individual race. Let me tell you one thing. This is my confession. If I die, no matter the nature of the death, don't bother yourself. I know where I'm going.
Amen.
Hello? I know where I'm going. And I know you know where you are going. And that is true for every born again child of God. Let me tell you one thing. Preachers, they are to preach under inspiration. They are to preach under inspiration. Know that some gossip has gone underground. Then that make up your sermon. You are a kind of preacher. Kind of preacher. God bless you. I say God bless you. Oh Lord, we are
very, very grateful.
Oh,
you are done.
Oh Lord,
we are
very.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Amen.
If the Son of Man shall set you free.
You
shall be free indeed. We have been set free by the Son of Man. And we are free indeed. Amen.
Amen.
I don't know. May God help us. Let me just read something here before we close. God bless you, church. Revival is the Holy Ghost in your soul. Revival. You can hardly, oh man. God bless you. I say God bless you. It is true that you see, some of us were very eager to play instruments. It's very good. It is a good thing to have something to do in the house of God. But there is something more important than those things. Something is more important than that. You cannot even play them accordingly without the help of the Holy Ghost. Not say tomorrow you go and see that same Oshema. That's not what I'm saying. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God bless you. Oh man. Let me read something before we close. Will you give me to 12:30? You give me up to 12:30. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay. I had Brother Nevi announced this morning back there that he kind of come to my mind that the people seemingly are getting away from deliverance. It seems to be something that the people see it, so they just push it out to one side. Just say, oh, well, God can do it. But that is not the attitude. Now
Moses,
when he was called by God, he was a total, complete prophet. Amen. Don't claim that office if you don't have the original. The Bible says, if a prophet is risen in your midst, and this is the way you will know him, if he speak in the name of the Lord, do you know the scripture, bro, Joel? I'll be taxing you, you must read your Bible. Read your Bible, pray every day. Oh, pray every day. I say pray every day. Sisters, read your Bible. Pray every day if you want to grow. Did you get the scripture? You are still searching. Oh, Mobito. Hey, yeah. I didn't say you should display what I'm reading. The scripture. You know the scripture I say you should. Oh, man. Don't worry. Don't worry if you can't get it because of okay. Deuteronomy chapter 13. You must become Bible. Amen. What you are, what you eat is what you become. If there arise among you a prophet or a dreamer of dreams, I give thee a sign or a wonder.
At
the sign or the wonder come to pass. Whereof he spake unto thee, saying, let us go after other gods, which thou hast not known, and let us have them. Thou shalt not hearken unto the words of that prophet,
or
that dreamer of dreams. For the Lord your God proveth you to know whether you love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. You shall walk after the Lord your God and fear him and keep his commandments and obey his voice, and you shall serve him and cling unto him. Amen.
Amen.
If the prophet says anything in the name of the Lord and it didn't come to pass, the Bible says don't fear him. He's speaking presumptuously. He said, but if he speaks in the name of the Lord and he keep coming to pass, he said, fear him, because I am with him. But Abraham used to ask the audience, have I ever told you anything in the name of the Lord, but what come to pass? In tens of thousands. Amen.
Amen.
In tens of thousands of times. He never failed one time. And he can never fail. Let me give a warning. And the prophet said, if you say God said, where God has not said, he said you will go to hell for it. So people will say, God said you should leave your wife. After God has said his death, do you pass? That same God come and say you should leave your wife. Our God is not the author of confusion. God bless you, church. I say God bless you. Amen.
Amen.
We will close.
How Danu duro?
Because you have refused me to take you to 12:30.
Ndori pe e o gba.
O se o. Ke gba mi laye o.
O
dupe o.
I thank you.
Omo Olorun ki binu o, a binu o.
Those children will never get annoyed. Inu obi mi o.
God bless you.
Ki Oluwa buko fun yin.
I say God bless you.
Ki Oluwa buko fun yin o.
There is, okay, it's 10:30, it's 12:30, you did allow me. You did say 10 after 12.
I go make you laugh, but lefe, she go ahead, so quick, I go.
When God sends a man to do anything, he completely equips him with everything that he has need of. If God calls a man to be a preacher, he puts something in him to preach with. If he calls him to be a teacher, he puts something in him to teach with. If he calls him to be a prophet, he puts something in him to see vision and to be a prophet. God always completely equips his men. God bless you. I say God bless you. Though you had a meeting, the meeting wasn't successful, if you permit me, by the grace that God has given to me, this ministry, I will bring your case to a sweet smelling savour.
Wo je ko yori si ororo itura dudun niwaju Oluwa.
Brother Abraham said, one of the characteristics of a pastor,
he said,
he can sit down with two people that have differences. He won't lean here. He won't lean here. He will bring the two of them back to fellowship.
It's
God giving grace.
Grace.
Grace. All I need is grace. Grace, grace, grace. All I need is grace. Grace of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Grace to obey. Grace to abide. All
ati ma gbe ninu oro re ni gbogbo ojo aye mi.
Grace of the Lord.
Ore ofe Oluwa.
Grace to obey.
Ore ofe lati gbo.
Grace to abide. Odede.
Ore ofe lati ma gbe ninu ife Olorun ni gbogbo ojo aye mi.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you, church.
Oluwa buku fun yin jo.
God loves you.
Olorun feran re.
Yes, sir.
Beni.
Brother Abraham said.
Arakunrin ba wi pe.
He said this message of the hour.
O ni oro Olorun ti ojo oni.
Which is the presence of God.
Ti se wa laye Olorun.
If any man.
O ni teni keni.
Walk away from it.
O ba rin kuro ninu re.
He said the man.
O ni okunrin yi.
Is marked with the powers of Satan.
Ati fi agbara Esu sami si lara.
How many of us have read that quote? Can you raise your hand?
Ayo ka be. Oro wo li be.
How will you raise your hand? Gba to ki kawe. Okay, o buku ka.
Ngba ta ni ka.
God bless you. I want to
raise your hand. Buku fun yin o, eyin te ka.
Look. God bless you.
Ki Oluwa buku fun yin.
I will not say we will make it.
Mi o ni so pe a saseyori.
We have made it.
A ti saseyori na.
We have made it. Who are the we? As many as he did for new. He did predestinate. As many as he predestinated. He called. And as many as he called. He justified. And glorified them. As God called you. He knew you before the foundation of the world. Oh, hallelujah, church.
Hallelujah.
Maybe one day, I will take half of my sermon to give testimonies. It is not until you become a Christian before God begin to take care of you. I'm telling you, dangers I went through when I was an unbeliever. There are times protection of God will come, I cannot explain it. God bless you, church. I say God bless you. You love the Lord. I love him because he calls for me.
Mo fẹran rẹ.
I purchased my salvation.
Olokoko fẹran mi. O si ra igbala mi lori igi agbelebo.
Amen.
Amen.
All the suffering you went through.
Gbogbo iya to je.
They pulled beer from his face.
Won fa rugbon re, won fa ya.
They accused him as being born bastard.
Won fesun kan pe o ma le ni.
When they wanted to crucify him, they naked him. Gbelebu
won bo si ihoho lagba.
It is all because of you.
O je nitori re.
Because of you.
Tori re, tori mi.
Because of me.
Tori mi.
Don't compromise. There is no compromise. In the heart of a believer. God bless you, church. I say God bless you. How many of us want to be remembered in prayer? Total deliverance. God doesn't make halfway Christians.
No.
It make you a Christian, you are a Christian.
Yo mo ko je Christiani pambele.
You might be put in the midst of idol worshippers. You will not compromise your faith.
Ale mo sa re awon aborisha. Sibe o ni pada sey ninu igbagbo re. O ni se igbagbo.
You can never compromise.
Aye o ni se igbagbo o ni pada sey.
Let us pray.
E je ka gbadura.
Jesus said,
Yesu wi pe,
whatsoever things you desire,
ohun ko nti eyin ba fe,
when you ask in prayer,
nigba te ba bere ninu adura,
believe,
gbagbo,
that you have received,
pe o ti gba na,
and you shall have it,
nigba na ni yo te olowo.
When you have been praying for me,
nigba to ba gbadura te ti gbagbo,
that God should restore me back to my office,
ki Olorun mu mi pada soju ise mi,
you think God doesn't hear?
Se ro pe Olorun gbo ni.
Here am I today,
emi ni loni.
Let me tell you one thing.
What
Abraham said, preachers, on Mondays they used to rest. After I finished preaching on Sunday, Monday I went out. Monday I went out. This Monday. I went Monday. I went out Tuesday. I went out Wednesday. I went out Thursday. I went out Friday. Brother Joshua. Adeleke. Is a witness. Brothers and sisters, there is power in the Holy Ghost. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, you are the God of our messenger, William Mario Bryan.
Yes, Lord.
You are the one that gave him visions in tens of thousands of times and never failed. Master, he has brought your word to us. You caused him to store the word for us to say we will have need of it. Today we are feeding on it. Last night, I almost don't be able to sleep because I was happy. I know I'm going to preach this morning. For the past 2 years, I've not been able to preach. The enemy will come in like a flood, but God will raise a standard. When he came to Job, God raised his standard. Father, we thank you. We are grateful. Some of your children are on the altar. God, you know why they come here. I don't know. You know. Whatever is their heart desire, whatever is the need in their lives that made them to come here, Father, please give unto them.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
They are your children.
Yes,
you told us, if our children ask us of bread, do we give them stone? We that are evil as human beings, if we know how to take care of our children, what about Heavenly Father? Father, meet the needs of your children.
Amen.
Meet them at the point of their needs.
Amen.
Let this request of their soul to testimony,
amen,
including those that raise their hands, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
So let it be.
Amen.
Blessed be thy name.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' precious name we pray.
Amen.
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 God bless you.
Ki Oluwa bukun fun yin o.
I say God bless you.
Ki Oluwa bukun fun yin o.
Thank you, my brother.
Ese arakun.
Inshallah. Oh, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
As I did so, I feel like that.
Bi mo se wa bayi o dabi ki ma jo ni.
Amen. To ba le jo.
To ba le jo.
O ti jo Olorun mi le se.
To ba le jo.
Toba le kori,
toba le kori,
oti jolo mi besi.
Toba le kori,
toba le patewo,
toba le patewo,
oti jolo mi besi.
Toba le patewo.
bless you. I say, God bless you.
Amen.
Your joy. Your peace. No man take from you. Amen.
Amen.
Oh my. I don't know. The joy of the Lord
is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength.
The joy of the Lord
is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength.
If my heart be you, church. I say, God bless you.
Amen.
It should darn.
Satan is in trouble.
Oh, darn.
He's in trouble.
We will trouble him.
Yes, I can.
We will tell him we are the redeemed.
We are
the redeemed. Before we close, we have one missile. A capo as one of our visitors. Can you raise your hand, brother? Make God bless you, my brother.
God bless you, sir.
Brother Akako, you are welcome.
Kabo, sir.
May the Lord bless you. May the Lord give you revelation of this message. In the name of Jesus. Oh my. We will close because we have to close.
We shall meet again.
God bless you. Oh, Sheu Baba.
Baba, my Sheu. Yes, Sheu. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, on the mountain, in the valley, on the land. Hallelujah, the Lord is my portion in the land of the living. The Lord is good forevermore. The Lord is my portion in the land of the living. The Lord is good. I will praise the Lord with my own heart. I will praise the Lord, precious people, praise the hallelujah. Hallelujah, praise. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Lord is good. Oh, my brother, praise the. Oh, my sister, praise the.
Is good.